some simple thoughts this morning. Luke chapter 15. Like, turn with me. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. And we're going to think about some things. Let's pray together, can we? Father, I come. I understand I'm nothing. I don't want to stand here on my own merit or my own strength, my own ability, because I have nothing. I'm bankrupt. I was bankrupt when you saved me. I come to you a bankrupt sinner. You saved me. Thank you. Now that you became poor, that I might be rich. And I have everything now because of you. Thank you so much. But Lord, I have no ability. Now you give me things, but I can't work it. I can't do it unless you strengthen me, unless you empower me, unless you give me the wisdom. Lord, it's not my knowledge that's important. I like what's already been said today. Before I had knowledge of I was ignorant, and now I've got better knowledge, and I'm just still ignorant still. And Lord, I know that I can't do nothing without you this morning. Now, Lord, speak into our heart, I pray. May the Word of God speak to us. May the Holy Spirit speak to us and draw us today. Please, O God, speak to us, I'm asking. In Jesus' name, and amen. I believe the main reason people are lost, the people are unsaved, is because they don't believe they are. They don't believe they're lost. If you're not saved this morning, whether you truly believe you're lost or not, we'll have to see. But I've not really met anybody that really, truly believes they're lost that ain't trying to get something fixed. You know? Usually when people really find themselves lost, they're coming to Christ. But we are so proud and so self-righteous and so set on that we have all the answers that the normal man and woman, young man, young woman, don't believe they're lost. Therefore, they don't get saved. The first requirement is not Christ on the cross. The first requirement is you realize you need the Christ on the cross. Think about that. If you will not seek a Savior, you not want a Savior, you will not accept salvation if you don't think you need it. I believe that's why. Now, down deep, they fail to see the danger that they're in. You know, a lot of people don't see the danger they're in. I've worked around people, you know, for years, 40-some years, worked around people, and you may see the danger, and they just keep on busy. But they don't see the danger. You know, Dave cut timber for Dave, and Dave, one time, I don't know if he remembers, I was cutting, he hollered and got me away from the tree because there was a limb hanging over me that was going to fall. And if it had fell, it would have drove me in the ground like a fence post, you know. But I was not aware of the danger that was around me. Took chances. I worked in the coal mines for a while. Many work here in the coal mines all day, every day. And even though you know that the top might fall, you don't dwell on that. But anybody with common sense knows if you dig a hole through the side of the hill and there's 2 miles of dirt on top of you, there's a chance it's going to collapse. That you got, if you think about this, I don't know how many people are aware, but you take a 4-foot piece of steel and put glue on it, stick it in a hole to hold 2 miles of mountain up. You understood? A 4-foot piece of steel with glue on it, stuck in a hole to hold 2 miles of dirt up. What's safe then? And people work every day, half for years, they've worked in that danger every day. Some have got killed, some have got maimed, mashed up. But many never have a problem. Many. And they go back and they say, boy, I come through that. They never really understood the danger. The danger. People that's lost today don't understand the danger that they're in. They don't see it. They don't understand it. It just don't enter their mind. Now, there's things that happen then in life. Tragedy will come. Sickness will come. You know, people will run to God when sickness comes. They don't run to Him because they're lost. They run to Him because somebody else is sick. Many will come and run to God when someone dies because they promise grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or husband or wife, they promise them that I'll get saved. And when they die, they run to God and they didn't come to God because they was lost, and they didn't come to God because He drove their heart. They come to God because they felt guilty because they broke a promise to one of their loved ones that died. So they want to get saved, they call it, because of tragedy. But it never lasts. It don't work. Because there's nothing happened on the inside. They come for someone else. I want you to understand something this morning. If you're unsaved, if you're lost, coming to before me don't save you. Coming for somebody else don't save you. You got to understand that you are unsaved. And you come to God because He wants to save you. He sent His Son to die, and you come for them. But let alone, still there's people that come for all these other reasons, but they don't understand their lost condition. They don't understand it. Sometimes it's shame of parents. You know, you'll get a young person that's just mean to sin, rebellious, usually because of undiscipline or discipline wrong. And they'll go out and ruin their life. And because they love their parents so much, they'll just, okay, I'm tired of hearing it. I'll come. And they come to church and they go to altar and then they say they get saved. But their life never changes. The law. But they don't understand it. I done it. I went forward. I prayed. I wrote it down in my Bible, I pray. I wrote down my Bible the date, so if anybody asks me what day it was, I'll say it was this day. But then nothing ever happened on the inside. Now, these are things that happen, believe it or not. I mean, that's just what happens in life. I'm not trying to get you to doubt about nothing. I've been teaching on Wednesday night about salvation, about trying to get people to church to understand how saved we are. If I can't do anything else but on Sunday to make you understand how lost you are, you need to understand that. And I find a lot of things here in Luke chapter 15. So I'm not going to read an entire passage and go back. I'm going to read a little bit, preach a little bit, and then we'll come to a quitting spot. And I'll probably pick up tonight in another way. But I want us to all look in Luke chapter 15. Is everybody listening?
Yes.
All right, everybody wake up, look at me, and listen this morning. All right? Luke chapter 15. It says, now, this is about Jesus. All right, the main character is God and Jesus in your Bible. Your main characters are not people. Your main character is the Lord. It's His Word and it's about Him and it's about us getting to Him. That's the main theme of the entire Bible, is that we see Him, how big He is, how great He is, and that we want to be with Him. Because we want to. Not because somebody got us by the nape of the neck and made us, like Brother Richard testified there a while ago. But let's look here in Luke chapter 15. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
All right, let's look here. It says, then drew near unto him, speaking of Jesus, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Now, that's something in itself. Well, Jesus, and everybody spoke like Jesus spoke. And He came there where they was. I'm glad that Jesus came to where sinners was. Aren't you glad that He comes where sinners are? That he don't demand a certain way. He don't demand a certain cleanliness or a certain dress or a certain background or a certain bank account. But he just go ahead and comes where sinners are. I'm glad I got a Savior that comes around sinners. Huh? That's a good example for us. And then it says, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. They were there too. They were the religious. You had the rough and the religious. That's what you had. You had the publicans and the sinners. They was the rough ones. And then you had the Pharisees and the scribes. They were the religious, huh? Yeah. You know, so he comes to save this morning. He comes to save the rough. Yeah. And he comes to save the religious. Right. Huh? Yeah. See, I was religious because I was raised in a preacher's home. And I was carried to church. Then I was took to church. Then I was drove to church. Then it wasn't, who all wants to go to church in our house this morning? My daddy never said that. My daddy never said that about anything. Who wants to go anywhere? All right? But especially church. Huh? It was Sunday, you went to church. You went to your class, you went to listen to the teacher, then you went to listen to the preaching, and you behaved, and you didn't run around nowhere. Yeah. The hardest thing in the world when I grew up in church was listening to people scuffle through the church and stomp up the gravel by the windows, open windows, hear the toilet door creak and slam shut. Then a little bit longer, they shriek and slam shut, and they kick the gravel all the way back, over and over and over. I've heard that growing up. That's how it was when I went to church. I can even see the people. I know who it is in my mind. Mooney's laughing. She knows who's in her mind. Who would walk up and kick the gravel? But I'm glad that Jesus came around saying, even though I was religious, because I carried a Bible. And I read a little bit when the Sunday school teacher had me read. But I was religious, but I was lost. See, everybody comes to church, carries the Bible, not saved. Because I did. Because I was told to. I was given a Bible. Huh? I had a Bible at home, but I remember we got a Bible. In fact, one class, Keith Thielen, he made sure everybody had a Bible every year. If you didn't have a Bible, he got you a Bible. He made sure. But that didn't make me saved. What made me saved was I had to bow down myself to God and admit that I was a sinner and come to Christ and place my faith in Christ. And I did that, and He saved me. And I've not had to look back and wonder what happened. I know what happened. I know what happened in my heart and in my mind. I know that. So we see, I'm glad. First thing I want you to notice, and Jesus comes around sinners. He comes around publican sinners, the rough, and He comes around the religious bunch. The ones that don't think they need Him. The ones that think they're too good. The goody two-shoes. The one who says, I've been in church and I've done this and I've done that. And we've all seen many church members saved. And I've seen deacons saved. I've seen church people saved. I've seen Sunday school teachers saved. And I've heard of preachers being saved. See, religious. Religious. So I'm just glad Jesus deals with sinners. Look here in the last part of verse 2. It says, this man receiveth sinners. And hallelujah right there. Everybody ought just raise up both hands and say, this man receiveth sinners. And he is with them. He didn't run with them. He didn't run with them. But he sure went to where they was. And he sat down and he'd eat with them. And he put his arm around them. He talked to them. He didn't run with them. Are you hearing me? Then verse 3. And he spake this parable to them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he found it? Now, when I think of Jesus and sinners, now he tells this in a parable. He's trying to use a earthly story with a heavenly meaning here, trying to give them an example. And he does this, and this whole 15th chapter is a parable. The parable of the sheep, and the parable of the coin, and the parable of the son, all three together, one parable of lost things. of two boys, a coin, and a sheep. And when we look here at verses 3 through 7, we see a lost sheep. And where's he at? Verse 4 says, if he lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the wilderness? And go after that which... They're all in the wilderness. They're all in the wilderness. And one is gone away from the fold, if you would. And Jesus is searching. But from what I see, they're still in the wilderness. He didn't put 99 in the wilderness and go and wind out where it was safe. There was one messed up. There's one in the wilderness, but they didn't know where they was at. Do you know that's how lost people are this morning? They don't understand where they're at. Last night I was talking to my buddy Yogi, Yogi Nutter, and we talked to her just for a moment, and he said, I got so mad this evening. I said, what happened? I seen a dog. He just had two. One of his goats had two little baby goats. They were 2 or 3 days old. And he seen, looked down through the field, and he seen his daughter's dog picking that something up there and throwing it and getting it on. He said, I bet you that's that baby goat. And he run down there, and the goat was gone. The mommy had one little goat over to the side. He run the dog off. He said, now how am I going to find? He looked, couldn't find that little goat. Little baby goat. He waited till dark and got out there at the edge of the woods by the barn, and he said, maybe, just maybe, I can hear that thing holler. He said, I thought I heard it way down next to the creek. He said, I wasn't sure, so I went down there a little closer. He said, and didn't hear nothing. He said, so I called out like I was a goat. And he said, and that baby goat cried out real loud. He said, I'd cry out, and that goat would cry out. He said, and I went to where that goat was. He said, that little baby goat was up in some brush trying to hide, didn't understand nothing around it. And he said, and I got it and carried it back up there to the barn. And I've been studying on that. I said, wow, that's wonderful. Can you remember when he was that little lost lamb, that little lost sheep, and there was a voice that hollered out, and you didn't hear nothing. He didn't get no response. Then he hollered again, and boy, you was glad to hear his voice, but you couldn't get to him. You didn't understand where you was. You didn't understand how to get back. And you know what happened? The shepherd, the wonderful shepherd, come down and picked you up and carried you back where everything's okay. But I want you to notice something about this wilderness and this lost sheep. And he didn't know where he was, but he was looking for something. He was looking for something. See, if you're insane this morning, you're looking for something. But you're not looking for something spiritual. You're looking for something to survive. You're looking for a place that you can hide, or a place that you can find shelter, or something to eat just to keep alive and keep going. See, people are not looking for the spiritual things or God. They're looking for things maybe the world calls spiritual. But they don't understand where they're at. They're in a wilderness. They're lost. They're lost. They have no one. You understand? You have no one. I think of that little goat out there lonely. Miserable. Huh? You know, rainy air yesterday evening. Dreary. Well, ain't that the life of somebody lost? That's always dreary and cloudy. Huh? And I've heard many lost people say, well, you know, there's always a black cloud that follows me. That's the life you live. Are you hearing me? But I want you to notice something else about this. You know, it didn't say the sheep was trying to make himself a better sheep. Now, he was out there lost and knew he wasn't where he's supposed to be and everything was death. And I think I'll be a better sheep today. Huh? You know, lost people say that, don't they? I think I'll be a better tomorrow. Huh? But you know, it don't matter what that sheep done, no matter where he was, He couldn't get in better shape. He couldn't get in a better place. He couldn't get in a better condition. The only thing that helped him was that there was a shepherd come to where he was and took care of the situation. Hear me this morning. If you're lost, the only thing that can help you is that the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, comes to you and saves you. That's the only thing that'll help you. And when He saves you, He saves you. Huh? Now, Yogi, my buddy Yogi, his name's Daryl. Everybody's always called him Yogi. But if Yogi had been like a lot of people, he said, it ain't worth saving. I got more goats. I got more goats. But you have to know my buddy Yogi. He's tight. And he sees something in that goat that nobody else seen. See, for Yogi, it was a dollar. Huh? See, it was worth something to Yogi. Can I tell you that you're really not worth nothing? I hate to be mean and blunt, but you really ain't worth the powder lead to blow you up. You really ain't. Huh? As far as I'm concerned, that's the way you feel toward me. Oh, but that is the way it is with the shepherd. For the shepherd said, they's worse than them. I can get something out of them and nobody else can. Huh? So he go ahead and go down there and get that little sheep. Takes care of him. And you know, I've seen many a picture. You've seen them too, of Jesus and all the sheep, but he's got one around his neck. Huh? Keeping it close. Remember when he kept you close? Remember when you was close to him? Huh? I'm just looking at lost things here. Are we okay? Then we know verses 6 and 7 talks about calling friends. Then I found my sheep that was lost. But I want you, we're thinking about the lost this morning. We still okay? Then I look at verses 8, 9, and 10. And here we have a lost coin. We have a lost sheep, then we have a lost coin. Says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she found it? Now I see a lost sheep in the wilderness, cold, hungry, needing help, huh? Danger, in danger. You know, over where Yogi lives out on Saturday Road, if that little goat had laid out there, he'd have been eat by midnight. The coyotes would have eaten him before midnight. They'd have devoured him and eat him all up. There wouldn't have been nothing left of him. See, he didn't know. He didn't know nothing about coyotes. I bet that goat didn't even know what a coyote was. Huh? They didn't understand the danger. See, you don't understand. If you're unsaved, you don't understand the danger. Huh? You don't even know if there is the devil. Huh? You're having trouble believing in God. I know you don't believe in no devil. Huh? You don't understand that he is a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour, that he's on your trail, that he's sniffing you down, that he's biting at your heels, that he's going to devour you. Amen. He's going to eat you. He's going to destroy you. There's going to be nothing left of you. But you don't see it. But you don't see the danger. But if you hear a voice, if you hear something that sounds like home, maybe you can answer. I believe if you're here lost this morning, there'll be a voice that'll speak out to you. Yeah. Whether you answer and respond, it'll be up to you. But you'll say, there's safety in that voice. There's safety in that voice. See, I remember being lost. I wasn't out in the bars and in the dope. I was in a church pew, but I remember being lost. Now, I remember being scared. And I remember knowing where I was going to go. I remember, I know that. I can go back in my mind and I can almost see the clothes that I had on as I stood there at that front bench Sunday after Sunday there. and they would preach and sing, and they would be a yearning in my heart. I didn't understand it all, but I knew that there was something missing. But that Sunday night so long ago, that voice that spoke was different that night for some reason. See, for the other nights I was scared. And the other days I was scared. But that night I wasn't scared. When I heard that voice that night, I knew I had to go to that voice. And I wasn't scared no more. That old boy, when I come, boy, he sure took care of me. He come to where I was. I heard his voice. And it's done been said, Richard testified it there. When he said, when I stepped out, he was there. Huh? I still see that little goat in the brush. Huh? Yeah. You just told me, I see that little goat. I see the brush cracking. And I can see the shiver. And then feel that hand. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning? And then I have a coin. I have a coin that's lost. And you know where it's lost at? In the house. It's lost in the house. See, everything ain't out in the wilderness. Sometimes it's right in the house. Sometimes it's right where everybody else is living. Are you hearing me this morning? When I look here at this lost coin, I see that coin is worth something. See, a lot of lost people, when you start getting on them to make them see they're lost. I witnessed to a man, and he told me the very first thing. He said, I'm a good fella, preacher. I'm a good fella. I said, you are? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's see how good a fella you are. And y'all know what I've done. Y'all know the line I go through. You ever lie? Well, yeah, but I ain't no liar. I said, well, what are you then? Exactly. He said, well, I reckon I am. I said, that's right. You lie, you're a liar. Yeah. And then we went down the line, and after so long, he said, wow, I can't tell you what he said he was. But it was not nice. He said, I ain't nothing ever. I said, I didn't say that. You just answered your questions and exposed your own life of what you are. Huh? But see, the Lord don't look at it like that. He knows that's what you are. But He sees the worth in you again. See, He sees. What is it Kenzie used to say? He sees what we don't. Huh? He sees what we don't. See, I mentioned there Wednesday night. You know, before you got saved, before He saved you, you know, He's God, right? Talk to me. And He's God, He knows everything. He's from everlasting to He's eternal. He knew how many times you was going to mess up after you got saved. He knew that. And He saved you anyway. He knew when He was going to throw up your hands and say, I quit. And He knew when He was going to get mad and leave a church and do this and stomp and throw your tantrum. He knew all that. He knew when He was going to question and say, are you real? He knew when your faith was going. He knew all that, and He saved you anyhow. He saw it all. He knew that one day you were going to get solid on there. He knew that. So He just kept on feeding you, kept on talking to you, kept on teaching you. And now you're in here solid, both feet planted. Huh? He saw all that. You didn't see it. He did. Now, He didn't like it. He'd rather you just went ahead and got right and done it all to start with, right? But He allowed, I know what they are. I remember they're nothing but dust. I remember that. Well, there's some scriptures sometimes you go look at and rejoice in. I remember their flesh. I remember their dust. So sometimes we need a little bit extra grace, a little bit of mercy. Do we not? But here I see His coin. And see, it meant much to the owner. It meant much to the one that was looking for it. You mean much this morning. And I don't know that the lost understand that. You know why the sin is so rampant? Now, I'm not trying to be offensive, but this is just the truth. You know why they paint themselves up in different colors and dress like animals, and men dress like women, women dress like men? You know why? You know why they do that? It's not just because they're saying, because they don't like themselves. And they're trying to change who they are. They're trying to change their identity because they don't like who they are. Everybody likes animals, so I'll be an animal. I ain't been doing no good as a man, I'll try being a woman. I ain't done no good being a woman, I may I'll try to be a man. Then I'll satisfy. Now, I know we say that this is perverse. I'm just telling you, people don't like themselves. They're searching for something in their self, but they ain't going to find it there. See, I find this coin, it's worth something. Yes. It is worth something. But it don't know nothing. The coin don't know it's lost. The coin don't know it's law. It's just laying there in the dirt. Yeah. And you say, well, how you know it's laying in the dirt? Because you got to sweep to find it. Yeah. So it's laying in the dirt. But the sad thing is, it's laying in the dirt down at the house. Yeah. Are you hearing me? It's lost in the dirt down at the house. That the one that has the house cleans the house, the thing that's lost will be found. But it's lost in the dirt down at the house. You hear me? So what happens? Well, the coin don't know it's lost. It don't know it's in the dark. It don't know that the surroundings is not normal. Did you hear what I said? It don't know that the surroundings around it is not normal. Because it's in the house. And nothing can be found down at the house till the house gets clean. Now, when the house is clean, they automatically found what was lost. Well, there it is. Are you following me this morning? I'm just saying about the lost here. Huh? But what's sad is that it wouldn't have been found if the people that had the house didn't want to clean the house. See, we got a lot of children that's lost. We got a lot of children that's lost, but we're not willing to clean the house because that's going to take effort from us. And we'll just go ahead and let them be lost in the surroundings where they're at. And we'll believe they're okay because I know it's here somewhere. Did you ever drop something and say, well, I know it's here. Yeah. And that's our security. I know it's here. Yeah. But it's lost. We okay? Yeah. Are you understanding this morning? Yeah. But sure enough, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? She didn't go out of the house to find it. Because it was lost where it was at. And when she found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Huh? Lost. So we're talking about the lost this morning. We all right? I think if you'll come back tonight, I'll finish. I think we'll quit right there. I think this is a good stopping place because I think we understand about a sheep in the wilderness that can't be a better sheep or can't do nothing to change its circumstance. In fact, you know, the little goat didn't go out there on purpose. The little goat was just separated because of the enemy. Do you know that? That little baby goat was doing good with its, I don't know where it had a brother or a sister and a mommy goat, until the enemy come and separated them. And then it just wandered. And that's where you're at this morning. You're just wandering. Just wandering around in the wilderness, don't understand. Oh, but there's a voice calling you. The old song says, there's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree. And it whispers, draw closer to me. Huh. Oh, you need saved this morning. For you're like a little goat. And the enemy's coming, he's down, and you're going to be supper. He's allowed, he's going to eat you for supper, and he's coming to you. You better listen and answer. I can see Yogi. I can see. Can you see it in your mind? Can you see that this morning? Can you see it, little goat? Man! Yeah. Oh, I remember when he called. Oh, my answer was louder. When I come to Jesus, oh, that's what you need this morning. You need that this morning. You need Jesus this morning. You need truly saved, not mind saved, not church saved, but Bible saved. Yeah. Huh? And I believe this morning might do us well to clean our house. Might do us well to go ahead and clean our house, that the things that's lost in the house might be saved. So we got dirt on the floor. And we're walking in it, living in it. And the things that's lost think it's the normal environment. See, your lost children think it's normal the way you act. Your lost children think it's normal the way you live. Your lost children think it's normal the way you talk and the way you do this and do that and do that. They think it's normal. And then when you clean the house, did you ever think your house was clean until you went to somebody who had a clean house? Huh? Did you ever do that? Did you ever think, you know, you were satisfied, your house looked good, everything else, and you went to somebody and said, wow, I don't even want to come in here. I mean, you take your shoes out. You take your shoes off and ask for a rag to wipe your feet that had socks on. You ever been in a house like that? Huh? Because you were satisfied with the dirt you had at your house. What are you going to do about that? I think about the lost, and I think about the ones who can't save themselves. Well, ain't no lost person can save himself. And I see that sheep, you know, that he didn't belong out there in the wilderness. But that coin never had been nowhere else. And whether that coin was a dowry or put up, I don't know if she was out counting and there was one lost. I don't know what the deal is, but that coin didn't have no other environment than the house. In my mind, I've got a whole other message now on that. On that house. That wasn't even included in this morning. I'm just talking about the lost this morning. Them thousands that come by that didn't get tracked yesterday. Them hundreds that come by and didn't say, hey, you got any more of them CDs? Hey, you got any more of them Bibles? I think of the fella come on the bus at a church, not our church, but years ago, come on the bus, and the church was done over. He was waiting. They was waiting on him to get on the bus, and the preacher was still up the pulpit. Everybody done left. And he came out looking around. And he said, "Yeah, can I help you?" He said, "May I this place? Is this that getting saved place?" He looked at everything around. And he said, "Why?" He said, "Well," he said, "they told me I need saved. I need saved." And he came here and talked to me. You the man I talked to? See, some they're just confused. They don't know. People don't know. Rick, you said something here to me a few weeks ago, and you've said it a few times since then, that has rung in my ears. You said, "Preacher, I didn't know I was lost." But Roscoe and Marie took you to church. Miss Moore taught you. Preacher Pennington. I know Preacher Pennington all my life. I know he preached right to you. But you didn't know you was lost. Because lost people don't know they're lost. Lost people don't know. But when you find out, it don't take but a minute. And you can't sit still. You come on to Jesus. Father, speak to every heart here this morning. Lord, as we sing, "Just as I am," Lord, just like we are right here this morning, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. Speak to every heart this morning. Help us think about the dirt in our house that's keeping us from finding what's lost. And Lord, I pray that that lost sheep might see the danger that they're in. Please, oh God, speak to us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's